At 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And even though we're in the thick of fundraising, there are all kinds of cultural things happening around us. And with me in the studio, Colin Miller, who is with the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana. They are starting off their season this Sunday, and it looks like a beautiful season. And you're starting off with this lovely performance of Pride and Prejudice, one of everyone's, or at least girls' favorite books.
Yes. Pride and Prejudice has a really, really cool history, especially in the last 20 years. It's received even more attention, partly because of the Bridget Jones's diary books and then the films that came out, which apparently had been inspired by specifically Colin Firth's performance of Mr. Darcy in the BBC Pride and Prejudice film. I think from the 90s. But apparently when she wrote those books, she was being partly inspired. And, of course, his character in the book. So it's sort of like an inside joke among Jane Austen and Bridget Jones' Diary
fans. Mr. Darcy updated.
Right.
Right. With a strange Elizabeth.
Right. And, of course, it's played by Colin Firth.
So right. Right. Exactly.
A little inside joke there.
Well, Pride and Prejudice, written by Jane Austen. And I say girls. I haven't heard too many guys,
right,
teenagers just say, oh, I love Pride and Prejudice. I don't know. I mean, maybe you read it in high school. Sometimes we're required to read it in high school. But everyone knows the name. See, you did not. A friend of mine for graduation, all the girls she knows who graduate, she gives them a copy of Pride and Prejudice, a really beautiful copy of
it.
Nice. And
there are some gorgeous copies out
there. Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, Jane Austen has such fans.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many of them, ever since they heard that you all were bringing this to Lafayette, have been planning to get their tickets. Kids.
Yeah, that's the cool part, because you know there's different groups that you reach out to and different demographics and things like that. But I've definitely met some people who don't come at it from the theater perspective or whatever. They think, oh, Jane Austen, yeah, that's awesome.
Right,
you know,
so,
yeah, there's definitely, like, she has an interesting following, and this season marks the 200th anniversary of Pride and Prejudice being written. The company that's bringing it here, LA Theater Works from Los Angeles, they have a long history with actually radio theater. And one of the things that they talk about in their mission is preserving great works and things like that. And they work with local NPR affiliates and things like that to record and, as they call it, you know, preserve these great works of literature as well as theater. So they have a lot of big name actors that will come into the studio and do these great audio recordings, mm-hmm, sound effects, mm-hmm, and all that kind of stuff. What they're doing with this particular performance is a sort of hybrid of that radio theater style with traditional theater techniques and things like that.
So there's some blocking and movement on stage.
Correct, yeah.
But kind of a reader's theater style. Are they going to have scripts with them?
No, they will not have scripts. You're right. A lot of radio theater style does involve reading from scripts. Mm-hmm. But they will have blocking. It is kind of an interesting hybrid. In fact, we're on one of their first stops. Lafayette is one of their first stops on the tour. So we didn't have photographs from the tour until a couple of days ago. I got an email saying, hey, here's
what it looks like.
I'm like, man, I really wish I had some of these before when we were originally, you know, working on our marketing and things like that.
Right.
So,
I think just Pride and Prejudice, Jane Austen, that's really good for marketing.
Yeah.
It's not
there's
a hard
sell. There's so many different angles. Yeah.
That's right. And maybe you didn't read it in high school, but I'm sure there are a lot of teachers who would really like their mm-hmm. students to go and see this performance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, we actually have a daytime student performance the following day. The main performance that we've been promoting is October 28th, which is Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Hyman Center. Then Monday morning at 10, there is the student daytime performance, and we've had a lot of schools call in and sign up their students to come for that. In fact, if you're curious about that, you can contact PASA for details. And our phone number is 291 – actually, sorry – that's the phone number for the Hyman. To get more information about this and to reach us, you can visit pasaonline.org.
All the contact information is there.
And the Hyman box office is 291-5555.
And I'm sure there are many teachers perhaps who can't arrange for the whole class to go on Monday and might just want to encourage their students to see it on Sunday, go with their families, go with a group of friends, and enjoy it on Sunday evening.
And I think it's around 96 minutes, so it's not an incredibly long show. So it won't run too late into the evening if you do want to go on Sunday night. Even though you have to get up for school the next day.
Well, you know, this is an interesting idea, this hybrid theater of reader's theater and somewhat more of a traditional theater, because audiobooks have become so popular, and many of the readers are winning awards. They're really good at presenting this literary work, where it doesn't... You're really taken by just a couple voices telling you this story. And of course, on KRVS, we have Selected Shorts, which is a very popular program with actors reading great short stories. It's a wonderful. So I think people are they're fine with perhaps kind of in that hybrid mode where it doesn't have to be a full blown production, but they're willing to have a story told to them.
Right. And PASA actually has a pretty long history. I reached out to our founder and former executive director, Jackie Lyle, right when we were starting to try to market the show. And I said, you know, it's non-traditional staging. You know, you have any pointers for that? She said, actually, our audiences are very used to non-traditional staging. PASA's had a long history of that. And I thought back about all the shows that I attended as a kid and things like that. And she's absolutely right. So I think this fits very well into what PASA has offered in the past and what we're doing now.
Right. So. And also when you think about Pride and Prejudice, people have such a firm memories of what, you know, their experience reading it. And we all know how that is when a movie changes the book and doesn't get everything that happened in the book.
Right.
And so this probably allows more for staying true to the actual literary story than an actual, you know, production number.
Right. I don't know exactly how, you know, some of the major differences between their script and how this works as an adaptation of the original. But I will say, you know, the story, it's still the story of Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy and all the funny things
that
happen.
Bennet family.
Right, the Bennet family. And so a lot of people talk about it as a romantic comedy, which is true. And it's actually inspired a lot of romantic comedies over the last 200 years, whether it's in literature or theater or film or what have you. But a lot of the comedy is really in how Jane Austen was making fun of... She was really sort of taking a lot of jabs at sort of the stuffiness of, you know, British culture and society during that time period, 200 years ago. And a lot of it is still hilarious and completely relevant today.
Yeah, but the actual relationship and the politics and diplomacy going on between the sexes there is very serious.
Right.
Very serious contractual things going on there at the core of it. So it's an interesting mix of that comedy and yet, you know, people working towards, you know, how do you get to this point?
Right.
If you are just tuning in, my guest is Colin Miller from the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana. They are opening their season this Sunday with Pride and Prejudice. It will be, as Colin said, a hybrid performance of traditional theater and reader's theater. And if you'd like to know more about it, I think PASA probably has on your website a little bit more about the performance and the organization putting it on.
We do. I don't have the website right in front of me for the company, but they are LA Theater Works from Los Angeles. You can find out more information about the performance at our website, PASAonline.org. This particular performance is part of our main stage series for the 2012 to 2013 season. And The day after, the performance is Sunday evening at 7 p.m. The day after, on Monday, we have a student performance. If you're interested, check it out, and you can reach us for more information. There's also a creative conversation on Sunday evening at 6 p.m., an hour before the performance starts, and that is in the Hyman Center mezzanine. and a master class on Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And that is, we're working on sort of co-hosting that with Acting Up at Acadiana.
All right, so lots of activities surrounding this performance. Mm-hmm. Again, opening the PASA season this Sunday at the Hyman Center. Tickets available either through the Hyman Center or going to PASAonline.org.
Right.
Okay.
People will purchase tickets through Ticketmaster.com, okay. Which you can link to that through our website, mm-hmm. Or you can go straight to Ticketmaster.com. And then the Hyman Center box office is 291-5555.
Okay, lots of opportunities to engage with Pride and Prejudice and Jane Austen starting on Sunday. Now, this is the opening of your season, and
yes.
You just handed me this lovely little bookmark that's got all kinds of images of your season that follows, and it's a great idea, this bookmark. I'm going to keep it around
me. I've been handing them out at the library. Mm-hmm.
So it opens Sunday, and then your next performance is in December. It is the Cirque Chinois.
Yes. That is the... A performance by the National Circus of the People's Republic of China. It sounds very serious,
mm-hmm.
but they do excellent work that have influenced so many performing arts groups over the years, including Cirque du Soleil. Then in January, January 23rd, we have Moulin Rouge, the ballet, which is being brought here by the company Canada's Royal Winnipeg Ballet. Then on March 27th, I'm really excited about this one, we have Dream Girls, the Broadway musical. Very excited about that. And then also, which something that's connected with our main stage series, you know, because it's at the Hyman, you can actually buy tickets early now by purchasing season tickets, which will not be available much longer once we start the season on Sunday. But that is a special performance by Boz Skaggs at the Hyman Center on April 21st. Tickets for that do go on sale at the beginning of November, but you can get them now if you want.
By purchasing the entire season
tickets.
All right, so to ensure that you get Boz Skagg tickets, get the season's ticket for PASA.
Right. And then we have the Singer-Songwriter Series, which is presented at the ACA. At the very end of November, November 30th, we have Darden Smith. February 16th in 2013, we have Suzanne Vega. And then we have David Wilcox, March 1st. 2013.
And those performances are at the ACA, the singer-songwriter performances.
Right. And it's a great space at the ACA. It's a small theater. Mm-hmm. It's 300 seats. It's very intimate. And it's, I think it's going to be a really great experience with some really, really cool artists.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people, when I tell them about it, they go, "Oh, it's Suzanne Vega." I'm like, "Yeah, you better
get your tickets.
better get your tickets."
Not a lot of space. You want to be right close to her.
Right.
Now, these bookmarks, you've been passing them around. So really, again, a really nice way to keep track of what's going on with PASA.
They're my cheat sheets, right?
Your cheat sheets, that's right. But you all also have a Facebook presence, don't you? And that's nice to sign up for, because I know you keep getting reminders of what's coming up.
Yeah, check us out. We are on Facebook, Performing Arts Society of Acadiana, and you can sort of, actually, sometimes when we have special deals through Ticketmaster, we'll announce it on there.
And you don't have to keep going to the website.
Right, of course,
that's always nice to find information, but these announcements just come to you if you sign up for it.
Exactly. And, you know, when you go on Facebook and you check out our page, or if you get our post in your live feed, you see what is happening now. This week we have this going on. So, and that's really good, because a lot of people, I think more and more, you know, my friends tell me, "Oh, well, I don't want to go wade through a whole website or whatever."
And we like to be reminded.
Yeah.
You know, we like to have those meeting reminders. Ding, it comes up, and it passes next performance. So, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Performing Arts Society of Acadiana. My guest, Colin Miller, is with them. Their season opens on the 28th, but you can still get season's tickets now.
Mm-hmm.
And you get them by calling PASA. The season's tickets?
The season tickets. Yes. Okay. You can do that. Ultimately, though, we connect. People can take care of their season ticket orders.
Through the Hyman
Center. We have order forms and things like that. But generally, you would call the Hyman Center, which is 291-5555.
And you can choose your seat by calling them. They've got that
right.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. They have
find the best seat available. Yeah. So call the Hyman Center. That might be the best thing. But check their website out just to find out what's going on for the season. And then you can purchase the season's tickets. And if you'd like, Boss Gags, you can get those tickets if you get the season's ticket.
Yep.
Well, all right. So Pride and Prejudice, again, this Sunday. And maybe remind us everything that's going on this Sunday. Mm-hmm. The main performance is Sunday evening.
Yeah, at 7 p.m. Before that, we have a pre-performance discussion that I believe is being led by a friend of ours who works at UL. UL professor is going to lead a pre-performance discussion focusing on Pride and Prejudice and the works of Jane Austen. That is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then the performance starts at 7 p.m. Then on Monday, there's the student daytime performance at 10 a.m. For more details about that, you can visit PASAonline.org and get in touch with us. Then the master class is also on Monday, which is October 29th. That will take place. It's going to be a couple of actors from the company that's putting on Pride and Prejudice, LA Theater Works. A couple of the actors will be going to the ACA and talking with whoever wants to attend. I believe there is limited space, but you can ask these actors questions about that. They're sort of setting up as a sort of, you know, Q&A session where
this kind of hybrid theater and what they do.
They'll be the letter that I received from them said that they're going to be sort of answering questions about developing your career and things like that as a professional in acting and performing arts.
It's very practical advice.
Yeah.
For more information, I guess call PASA or Acting Up.
Yeah.
PASA. Well, Colin, thank you for introducing us to the season and these lovely bookmarks that I'm sure people can find around town or stop by the PASA office.
Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice this Sunday at the Hyman Center. It starts off PASA's 2012-2013 season. Again, go to their website or sign up for their Facebook page. Thank you so much.
Thank you.